My name is Karen Schuett from Livestock Water Recycling, and I'm the CEO and co-founder.
What is this?
It is a value-added piece of equipment that goes to a livestock facility and creates a concentrated fertilizer and clean water from their manure waste.
What's the proposition? What are you trying to sell here?
We are trying to sell a way to capture your nutrient from your manure so that you are not wasting it by pouring it onto the land all in one fell swoop. Instead, you are extracting the phosphorus, the nitrogen and potassium in separate segments, and then getting clean water as well. When you separate the nutrient like that, and when you separate the solids and fine solids from manure, you don't get the kind of odor that you'd be used to seeing. You don't get bacteria growing in the manure lagoon. And you can also then use that as a precision nutrient application to grow your crops and increase the feed crop that you are producing by, on our farms, 3 to 5 times.
Talk about the value of the fertilizer product.
So we have farms selling the fertilizer itself. They sell it to landscapers, to other people growing crops. They use it to grow their own crops, and they can use it farther afield than they would normally use fertilizer. Some of our farms have corn crops or haylage that they have far away from their barns. They would normally not ship manure all that way. They don't want to truck manure to non-contiguous land that they have. But in this case, because it's so highly concentrated, we've removed 75% of the liquid as clean water. You can move that nutrient as far as you'd like. So in this way, you can fertilize fields that you had never fertilized before.
This is not part of your value proposition, you pointed out to me, but you do come up with clean water.
Yes, we do. And we see a lot of benefit that comes from cleaning your facility with clean water rather than using tea water, we call it, or the top of your lagoon or well water. When you use a potable water to clean your facility, we see more laying behavior with the animals. We see lower SCC count. And we haven't included that as part of our value proposition because that depends on how you decide to customize it at your farm. But we have seen that at every farm we've been to.
What does it take for a farmer to either get the machinery for this or arrange to have this on their farm? What does it take?
Well, we have a first wave system that a person can buy capital, get a debt instrument or buy from cash flow, or they can lease it. And we are coming up with a new program where we will do nutrient as a service, where we will bring the equipment out and then for a monthly price, they can remove nutrient and then sell that nutrient based on, whether it makes more economic sense for them to use it on farm or sell it. For a first wave unit, you're looking at between $200,000 and $300,000 capital cost. For a full-scale unit to go to clean water, you're looking at double that.
What species are we talking about here?
We do dairy cows, hog facilities, food waste that is coming into those facilities as well, if anyone is taking tipping fees and receiving waste from surrounding food facilities. And then we also work with digester waste. Anyone who already has an anaerobic digester in place, we can treat the liquid coming off that and create the same value-added products.
Now we're talking about clean water, we're talking about a valuable fertilizer here, but it strikes me that in this day and age when neighbors are more close to farming operations that there are often issues with odor. How is that addressed?
When we extract the solid out of the liquid in an immediate format, instead of it first going to a lagoon and settling, the nutrient or the odor is drastically reduced. That bacteria that is growing in the manure doesn't have a chance to flourish, and then in that case doesn't have a chance to give off that odor. Our farms are saying that it's such a drastic reduction. Their neighbors are extremely happy with what they've done there. Also, cleaning with potable water on their facility doesn't then bring up that odor again. You also aren't mixing and stirring your lagoon and spreading that odor as you're trying to keep your lagoon mixed. So again, no odor coming off a lagoon. When you are spreading the liquid is almost odor-free. So when you go to pivot or dragline on that liquid fertilizer, you're using an odor-free nutrient for that.
And here we are talking about this at the Ag Innovation Showcase, so I take it you're looking for investors.
Yes, we are. We're currently in a Series A raise right now, looking for investors to help us grow and expand all throughout the U.S. We are working in 6 states right now with installations. We have 14 installations, but we're looking to expand that all over the U.S.